heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there.
Chase is on his way to the airport, he says. He's going to West Virginia. He says it's going to be lit for that OU game. Dana Holgorsen joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. The West Virginia head coach brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, 18th Street and 610, and also on Shepherd, just north of West Alabama. We were watching games there, as a matter of fact, on Saturday. No, on Sunday. We watched the Texans game there. And, yeah, just a great bar, just a great place to go. He's got all the college games, got the pro games as well. He's got the NFL package. So get on over there while the football season's still going on, or whenever. Get yourself some barbecue, some Mexican food. Get you the Greek salad, and you put the Greek fries on top of it. Strong. That's strong. And I think he's got the wings. His Greek wings, fried Greek wings, are as good as any wings that you're going to find in the city. I'm not even exaggerating, and I know wings. So let's bring in Dana Holgorsen here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out.
So let me ask you a question. Did you watch that Big 12 game last night, the Chiefs and the Rams?
I did. I thought it was funny what Goff said afterwards. reminded him of Texas Tech-Cal game. I didn't watch much of it, honestly. I mean, we're on a short week this week and was up here pretty late, but I was in my office once we wrapped up meetings and watched the fourth quarter, which that's pretty typical of how much NFL football I watch this time of the year. But it was pretty amazing now. And those quarterbacks were dealing it, but just the offensive mindset that existed with those guys was fun to watch.
You know, it looks like they're finally waking up a little bit, and you see Mahomes and you see Deshaun and you see even Goff, or it seems they're bringing some of the college game, opening it up a little bit in the NFL now.
Well, I don't know how much NFL you watch. You know, that guy up in New England, I think his name's Tom Brady, he's been doing this stuff for years and years and years. So, you know, it's interesting if you look at the shotgun snaps in the NFL, you just track it for the last 20 years, it's went up every year. So they've been trending that direction, you know, not everybody, and it's becoming more prevalent and more common. There's obviously a lot of skill, and it's a quarterback oriented league. And as long as those guys stay healthy, then you're going to see a lot of passes in the air.
We got Dana Holgorsen joining us right here on ESPN Houston. Have you ever talked to Sean McVay? Because looking at his team, that offense reminds me more of your offense, where it is predicated on the run more. And I know people are like, oh no, they just pass the ball. No, well, they have an all pro, and you have a great running game also. Have you ever talked to him or have any dealings with Sean McVay?
You know, I haven't personally with him. You know, Jake Spavital has a little bit, and then, you know, Jake got to know Jared Goff when he was out at Cal that one year. You know, Jared had already left and went to the NFL, but would kind of hang around Berkeley a little bit, and that's when Jake had Davis Webb up there, but would hang out and talk to him a little bit, got to know him. And has talked to him on the phone a little bit. You know, this off season we studied more NFL teams than we did. We didn't study any college teams. We studied a couple of NFL teams. The Rams were one of them that we looked at. You know, the Chiefs were one of them that we looked at. Philadelphia Eagles, what Peterson's doing up in Philly is pretty interesting, and brought a lot of the college game there as well. We studied a lot of that stuff. Especially because we got some tight ends now, and those guys are doing a lot of the shotgun spread offenses that is run first, but uses tight ends and then spreads the thing around when it comes to the passing game as well. So, you know, it's funny. Leach texted me the other day. He's like, "Congrats!" You know, after a game we actually won, but he said, "Congratulations, what offense do you run anyway right now?" You know, and just because we had kind of changed it up, it's not your – the one thing I admire about Coach Leach, and boy, are they doing good, is the fact that they're still running the same exact air raid offense that we ran at Texas Tech, you know, to where we've changed it so much, going to a lot of different run game aspects of it, but also starting to get involved in the pass game with tight ends as well.
Yeah. I mean, you're almost with 60 plays a game, the way that you play, it's a lot more pro style than what Leach is doing over there. Dana Holgorsen here, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue on ESPN 97.5. So Chase said it's going to be fire. What's Morgantown like this week with OU coming in?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. This is the best week of the year for college football. You know, we had a disappointing loss, but that's Big 12 football for you. I mean, give Oklahoma State credit; they came back and played better down the stretch than we did. But that's just Big 12 football. We'll let that one go really quick. And at the end of the day, it really doesn't hurt what our goals are. Our whole goal was to make the Big 12 championship game. We got an opportunity to do that. All we got to do is beat, you know, the number one team in the Big 12 in Oklahoma and number one offense and all that stuff, you know, top 10 team. We all know what we're getting into when it comes to Oklahoma and the Sooners and all that. You know, but we got them here in Morgantown. It's a Friday night primetime game, our sold out stadium, you know, Thanksgiving weekend. It doesn't get any better than this, you know, so our seniors are excited. Senior night here. Our fan base is excited. Doesn't get any better than this. You know, we'll leave it all out there in the field and see if we can beat those guys. If we want to get to what our goal is, then we're going to have to go through Oklahoma. We always knew that, and we knew they were the last ones on the schedule. So we got a chance. We got to play our best, and if we do, then we'll accomplish our goal.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun, man, because you got two of the best quarterbacks, not only in the nation but in the Big 12. And it's going to come down to execution. But before we talk about your side of things on that OU offense, what do you see from them that is so scary beyond the obvious? Of course, Kyler Murray is great as an athlete and can throw it around. What else do you see from that offense?
Yeah, it starts with him. I thought they were as good as I've ever seen last year with their Heisman Trophy quarterback winner. Number one pick, Baker Mayfield, and then Kyler Murray comes in there, and they don't miss a beat, you know. And you can argue they're even a little bit better based on their yards per play are higher and averaging more yards per play than anybody in the history of college football right now. So that starts with him. You know, he's so dang hard to tackle. I mean, you get to him and you still can't tackle him, but. You know, they got the same quality running backs that they've always had. They've always had NFL guys back there. They, you know, obviously lost the Katie kid, which was unfortunate, but then they just plug in another one. You know, he goes down last week against Kansas. They plug in another one. You know, and then they got speed at receiver, but the quarterback makes them go, and then the thing that is a staple is their O-line is just big and aggressive and physical and get after you. So they pose a lot of problems, obviously, and we're gonna have to contain the quarterback, cover the speed, stop the run, and when we don't, then don't panic. Just keep playing. It's a long game, and try to make plays when you can.
Yeah, because you guys have played. Now I don't know how many guys you guys have had some track meets with these guys, and. You know, I know you're going to be politically correct and say all the right things, but their defense has really given it up this year. So that's exactly right. Is that you're pounding that into the guys? Hey, you know, there'll be some down times, but we can't ever get down because we can always get back in this thing.
Well, you're right, I didn't do as good a job of that last week as I should have. Evidently, you know, I mean, if you look at. And everybody makes a big deal about it, but it's just true. If you just look at these scores, I mean, you know, the scores are in the 40s every week. You know, whether it's Texas beating Oklahoma 48-45, if it's Oklahoma beating Oklahoma State 48-47.
Or Kansas.
Oklahoma beating Kansas 55-40. it goes on and on now. I mean, you know, we beat Texas 42-41. Oklahoma State beats us 45-41, whatever it was. I mean, shoot, I just look at what the scores are. So, and get ready for it. No matter what the score is, and no matter what happened the previous play, I mean, you just gotta keep playing, man. And you know, I think we learned from that last week, whether we're up 17 points at halftime or down 17 points at halftime, it doesn't matter. You got to get out there and you got to keep playing and not worry about the things that previously happened. Just get out there and keep playing for four quarters and you know, hope for the best at the end.
You know, we were all watching. Even my daughter went to OSU and she said, "I'm rooting for Dana." And you know, and she said, "I've never rooted against OSU." And you're in the middle of it, and it was awfully hard. I know that was a difficult loss. Are you worried at all as a coach, do you make sure that doesn't carry over and doesn't beat you next week?
It's all about how you practice the next week. I mean, we got good veteran guys, and we got, you know, it's senior night. 17 seniors are walking out there. It's our last game, and we got no reason not to play our tail off. It's not like we're not playing for anything. So, you know, we're all disappointed in the locker room as teams that give a crap do. But the next day it was like, get over it. You know, get over it. It's over. It's done with. Let's look at what reality is. And reality is we got the chance of a lifetime ahead of us here in 6 days. And guys did a good job. You know, we buried it Sunday. We had a good workout Sunday. We had a great practice last night. We'll have another great practice here tonight. And then, boom, the game's going to be here. So don't have a whole lot of time to sit there and worry about it. And I've been happy with the way that the guys have responded. It does not get any better than this. I shouldn't have to say a whole lot. If Absolutely. I do, then we weren't ever going to win that game anyway.
Are you guys going to do Thanksgiving on Thursday or do it after the game Friday? Big turkey meat.
Well, obviously we've played this week a lot, but this is the first time we've played on Friday, so that kind of puts a whole another aspect to it. We'll have a dinner tomorrow night, so big practice tonight. We kind of back way off of them tomorrow, do a Thanksgiving dinner on Wednesday night, and then Thursday is all about routine for us. It's not going to really feel like Thanksgiving because we're not going to change up the routine or what we eat the day before a game or where we stay the day before the game. You guys enjoy Thanksgiving. I'm going to be practicing and taking the team to a hotel and getting into a routine and then waking up Friday and it's game day, you know. So good news is Friday there's a bunch of games on, so it'll feel like a Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll be in routine Thursday and Friday.
Did Yanni send up the fried turkeys?
He better. I haven't checked my mail in about 4 days, but he should have FedExed a few things by now, you would think, right?
Well, is that what you're feeding him? Is you feeding him the fried turkeys from Damaris?
Well, I mean, we do have like 200 people, and we got families that come up here as well, so we have our own people that do all that stuff, but I usually get about 5 of those turkeys from them, and we end up cooking them up at my house at some point, which will probably be Saturday this week just based on the schedule.
Or gotcha. Friday night after you win, you guys will have a nice turkey party.
Yeah, like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an 8 p.m. Eastern game.
Yeah.
You know this thing's going to last a while.
Yeah. So 1 o'clock in the morning,
Coach.
You're always in bed by 11:30. I forgot.
Put the turkey in right before the game, and by the time you come home, 5 hours
it'll
later,
be perfect.
It'll be ready to go.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, we win this thing, I won't sleep for a while.
You're gonna need that turkey,
man. We can't wait, man. This is the game I've been looking forward to all season. This is gonna be a great game.
A lot of fun. All right, man. Well, go get them. We're rooting for you, and we will talk to you again. Let's do something before your bowl game. We appreciate you being here.
Guys. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you being here all year, man.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it.
There's Dana Holgorsen right here on ESPN 97.5.